From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, this is Angelina with some of my original poems. Velvet Theory. Soft hands, softer words. She speaks in riddles that I pretend to understand. Something about the moon pulling at her ribs, or maybe it was me. She hums in a color I can't name, somewhere between honey and indigo, melting into the cracks of my ceiling where the stars used to be. I ask if she believes in forever, and she laughs like it's a language I don't speak. She says forever is just another word for waiting, another word for forgetting why you started holding on in the first place. I watch as the night spills over her shoulders, silk and shadow, a constellation in slow motion. She asks if I believe in God. I tell her sometimes, only when she's here. She pulls a cigarette from behind her ear, rolls it between her fingers like it's a secret, says she doesn't smoke, just likes the idea. Something to hold when the world feels too heavy. I wonder if that's why she holds me, if I'm just another thing to keep between her hands while the silence swells. She calls love a velvet theory. Soft enough to feel real, but if you press too hard, it changes. Shifts underneath the weight of knowing too much. Says she'd rather love in questions than in answers, because answers always sound like endings. I ask if she'll stay. She smiles, but it feels like a no. Through my eyes. I never once gave up on you, but time and time again, you give up on me. Love me, hate me, fight me, break me. I've stood by you through it all. I bend, I shift, I mold myself to fit what you need, what you want, what you feel. But what about me? Lying to me, lying with me, kissing me, killing me. Through highs, through lows, I've been there. I've fought for you in rooms you've never stepped in. Carried your name like a shield. All I ask, just tell me where your head is. Help me help you. But my feelings are always an afterthought. Lost in half-hearted apologies that didn't last, that didn't mean a thing. I love you, I stand by you, I fight for you, more than you know. And still, I get nothing. Nothing but lies, nothing but silence, nothing but pain. You care so much about their voices, people who see you as dust beneath their feet. But what about me? Once is a mistake, twice is a choice. Sorry the first time says, I'll change. Sorry the second time means nothing. I want consideration. I want reciprocity. I want affection. I want you to care for me like I care for you. I push you to be more, to be who I know you can be. But you let them control you, shaping your every move around their whispers. What do you want? To live afraid, watching every step, chasing approval from ghosts, or to let go, to choose happiness, to choose me? You make me crazy, you make me mad, you make me sad, you make me whole. I adore you and resent you. I miss you, but wish you missed me more. They say you don't know what you have until it's gone. But I can't leave you. So I pray that you see me before you break me completely. I care for you more than I care for myself. I want what's best for you more than anything. And even when I'm drowning in anger, one kiss from you stops it all. I believe your empty promises every time. I just wish you could see yourself through my eyes. The space between was and will be. Flickers in the static, memory is a faulty projector. Spitting out reels of half-truths, skipping frames, rewinding moments that never played. I swear I was there, but was I? The past is a fogged-up mirror, fingerprints of what was, or what I wish had been. Names blur like ink in the rain, faces rearrange themselves. Expressions shift in my mind like sand caught in the tide. I chase them, hold them up to the light, only to find that they do not recognize me. Time folds in on itself, creases where I stood, where I fell, where I swore I would never return, but here I am, again and again and again. Spinning in the same orbit, chasing deja vu like a dog after its own tail. If I can't trust the past, how can I trust the now? The present dissolves even as I grasp it, slipping between synapses, fading before I can name it. Even the seconds betray me, the clock ticks forward, but I feel no motion. Only the weight of everything that has been and everything that never was. And the future? A whisper, a shadow, a trick. An echo of something I haven't yet spoken, a place I swear I remember when I finally arrive. Is it waiting for me, or am I writing it as I go? A script that changes with every breath, with every hesitation, with every dream I let slip through my fingers. What if I am nothing more than the space between what was and will be? A flicker in the static, a thought already fading. A name waiting to be forgotten by a world that keeps moving forward, whether I do or not. The pressure of perfection. From the moment I could speak, my name was echoed with ambition. Be the best, no time for less, no time for rest. My mom's voice was soft but sharp. A reminder that excellence was the art of a life well lived. Perfectly rehearsed, no place for doubt, no space for thirst. My dad's eyes were strong with pride and care. He taught me that success was rare. So I ran faster, studied harder, never pausing, always farther. My family stood behind me, their expectations tall as trees. The roots grew deep into all my dreams. A forest of pressure I could feel at my seams. I wore the weight like an armor, each task a test, a measure a challenge. School was a battleground, grades were the trophies I had to crown. There was no room for slip-ups, no room for mistakes or shame. Perfection wasn't the goal, it was my heart, my mind, and my name. But sometimes I wanted to rest, to slow down, to take a breath, to be a little bit less. But every time, I couldn't let go. The fear of failure would keep me low. Was I the best for me, or just for them? For what they couldn't see? In the pursuit of perfect lines, I lost my voice, I lost my time. Still, I kept running, kept climbing, my reflection in the mirror always defining the girl who never slowed, the girl who never showed, what it feels like to ache, to break, to mistake. But in the quiet of night, I learned that being perfect wasn't always right. It wasn't about the grades, the fame, it wasn't about the endless race for a name. Sometimes I needed to fall, to rise again, and to stand tall. The pressure may not lift today, but it taught me to choose my own way. In this battle of expectations, I learned the true meaning of liberation. Not being the best for them, but being the best for me. In my own way, I'll just be free. For as long as I can remember, poetry has been my favorite outlet for expressing how I feel. Whether it's joy, confusion, frustration, or excitement, there's something about putting words on paper that helps me process everything that's going through my mind and my heart. Poetry gives me a space to feel without limits. It's like my personal form of freedom. Writing helps me slow down and really sit with my thoughts. Sometimes I don't even know how I feel until I start writing it out, and the words guide my understanding. It's also one of the most creative ways I get to be myself. I love playing with language, bending structure, and finding new ways to say things we all experience. All of the poems in this collection, much like most of my work, comes from a real place. And that's what makes writing so special for me. Even if no one else will ever read it, I'll still write it. And having the chance to share it means everything. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for giving me a space to share my poetry. For Youth Express, this is Angelina. I'm 17 years old and in the 11th grade at the Ellis School. Thank you for listening.